friends. Welcome to Ask Dr. Julie Hanks podcast. I'm so glad you're here. In each episode, I coach a listener through a tough question about mental health, personal growth, family relationships, or faith journeys. My goal is to help you think, feel, or do something differently to improve your life because you listen to this podcast. I want you to step into your power and create a life you love. Let's get started. I'm thrilled to welcome Mary to the podcast today. Welcome, Mary.
Hi there.
Do you have a question for me today?
I sure do. I'm wondering if I'm actually gay or A, am I just sexually stunted because of my LDS upbringing and scrupulosity? Or B, is my skill set to be able to connect with people of the opposite sex underdeveloped?
Okay. Those are some big questions. Will you read that one more time? I want to make sure I got all the pieces.
Sure. Am I actually gay? Or A, am I just sexually stunted because of my LDS upbringing and scrupulosity? Or B, is my skill set to be able to connect with people of the opposite sex underdeveloped?
Okay. So I don't know, honestly, if we can address all of that in a 20-minute coaching session, but let's see where we get. How's that sound?
That sounds good. That sounds good.
So tell me about you thinking that you're gay. So what leads you to kind of wonder that?
Well, they say that if you start wondering, you probably are.
Okay.
But I first started wondering after I met a gay couple, and there was something inside of me that just felt really intrigued about that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had relationships with men in the past, and for whatever reason, it just seems like there's a blockade.
Okay.
That happens.
Are you attracted to women?
Yes, I've been dating a woman for a little over a year.
Okay. And is that going well?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going well. The emotional connection that I get with women is a lot better than mm-hmm. with men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what's been throwing me off about it.
And how does that throw you off?
Because in the name homosexuality, it implies that it's just about sex.
Oh,
and
okay.
To me, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily a sexual thing. It seems more like an emotional connection thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So and I don't know where that puts me.
Is there a sexual attraction component as well?
Yes. Although it has felt low both towards men and women. And I don't know how much of that is just because of the LDS upbringing making me repress a whole lot.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you done any therapy kind of exploring your LDS upbringing and the impact of that on your sexuality or potentially any kind of developmental arrests or anything, trauma or anything like that?
I've done therapy when I was in a long-term relationship with a man and we mm-hmm. were trying to get married. We both went to therapy and I went to therapy individually, mm-hmm. trying to make that connection happen. And then after that, changed therapist and I kept going by myself, addressing the relationship. I have an avoidant attachment style.
Okay.
But I haven't ever addressed sexuality specifically, nor have I addressed my LDS upbringing because I've been very orthodox until the last year or so.
Okay. So my guess is that your upbringing has impacted your sexuality because everyone's upbringing impacts their sexuality, right? So it's just kind of exploring in what ways. And if you struggle with scrupulosity, the exactness and the kind of obsessive part of that can really impact your development. So especially if there was scrupulosity around sexual thoughts or behaviors or those kind of things. So the answer is yes. It's just, you know, we would need to explore further what the impact is. And your second question was was your skill set, right? Like, do you just lack the skill set to connect with men?
Right. That's been suggested to me by people close to me.
Okay.
That I'm probably not actually gay. I just, I have been known to have moments where my social skills are just not there at all.
Okay.
And so some people have suggested that maybe I'm just lacking in ability and need practice in connecting with men. And so I'm wondering if that's at all possible.
Interesting. Okay. But you don't have a problem connecting with women.
Right.
Okay. Who do you want to be with? Like, what do you want?
I'd rather be with a woman.
So maybe your other questions aren't as important as that.
That's fair.
I mean, just a possibility that, you know, we don't really know how your upbringing impacted you. Maybe you don't have the social skills. Maybe you do. But the people who are telling you that may have something invested in you having a heterosexual relationship.
For sure.
Is that accurate? Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they could be right, but they could also be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what you want matters. And maybe even more than the other stuff.
Thank you for saying that it matters. I think part of what's underlying this question is when I consider my moral values and what I think is right and wrong, I think that for people who really are same-sex attracted and or gay, I think that gives them a lot of leeway to choose that morally, because that's the only option for them. And so to me, that doesn't feel as, that wouldn't feel shameful at all or sinful according to my upbringing in that sort of language. But then if we're talking about bisexuality, which maybe that's the range I'm falling in, then it seems like you have a little more choice. And so what I want, I think, matters. But when it conflicts with morals and values, then I have to make a decision. And so,
yeah,
I guess that's where I'm looking.
Okay, gotcha. So according to your morals currently, is that not an, I mean, like, where are you with that? Is being gay, being with a woman, okay?
I'm really not sure.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, these are big questions you're asking. Really big questions. I'm so glad.
I was really hoping to be able to come on and just sort it all out in 30 minutes and be done with it.
Well, I don't know. We've made more progress than I thought we would be able to initially. So let me make sure I understand what you're saying. That because you're questioning, you don't quite fall into that, like, for sure I'm gay. Where they, it's kind of okay for them to choose that because they don't have another choice. But you kind of feel like, well, maybe I have another choice and I just need to develop my social skills, or just need to give men a try, or just maybe I'm bisexual and I could go, you know, I'm attracted to both. Or am I hearing you right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Mm-hmm.
Have you been attracted to men?
Mm-hmm.
In a sexual way?
Yeah. Physically attracted.
Physically.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you've been physically attracted and emotionally attracted to women.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you would prefer to be with a woman.
Right. Because of the emotional connection.
Okay. And you're not sure if that's okay in your mm-hmm. value system.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How would you know?
I think I would feel more at peace.
Okay.
But when you first said that, it made me think that maybe there are some questions that you just kind of don't know the answer to ever.
That's
I don't know. I don't
think
know if
that's true.
Possible. to know.
So are you not experiencing peace in this current relationship? Am I hearing that?
I have felt really good about it as far as short-term and experimentation and seeing how that feels to be with a woman. And so it has felt really good.
Mm.
Even when I was experimenting or entering the relationship, in my head, this was never going to be a long-term thing because I was just going to experiment and find out. And then I would make up my mind from there where my values really are.
Gotcha.
And so it has felt really good to be in now. And I didn't expect for the connection to be this great. And so now it's turning a little more into a longer term relationship. And so now I need to find where my values are.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're on track to like figuring this stuff out. You're giving yourself permission to experience a relationship with a woman. You've really liked what you've experienced. It's been more positive than your experiences with men, it sounds like. And you want to be with a woman if you go with what you want. So only you can decide whether that's okay in your value system or not.
Do you have advice on finding out what your values are so that you can align with them better? Are values something that as you educate, they can change over time as you?
Oh yeah, they can evolve.
Learn?
But let me make a distinction that I think is really important. Values are not behavior.
I don't understand.
Okay.
Values are not behavior.
So values are aspirations. So for example, I value generosity. The behavior that I do to demonstrate that might be tithing to my church. It might be volunteering at the homeless shelter. It might be all these different things, right? The pet shelter or donating money to Israel or whatever. So the value is generosity. The behavior changes depending on what decisions I'm making and how to express those values. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes more sense. That's more nuanced. It gives you more room to, I'm not sure what the words are that I'm looking for.
I know what you mean, because when I realized that, I was like, oh, and in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, behaviors and values are the same thing. Like we're kind of taught that you have these morals and values, and that means you do this and you do this and you don't do this and you don't do this. And so it was really freeing to go, oh, wait, no, values aren't behaviors. Values are, you know, I value, you know, faith, charity, hope, you know, and then I choose how to express those values in my life.
So in this case, the values would be love and authenticity or something like that, just to start with.
Yeah.
And then how I apply those.
Yeah.
Is
Keep
not
going.
Part of my value system. Is that right?
It's not that it's not part. It's just not your value system. It's not your values. Mm-hmm. It's expression of your values. You decide how you express those.
Mm-hmm.
So if you value love and you value authenticity, then you choose how you're going to express those values.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's great. That'll give me a lot to think about.
So I value relationships. I value family. I value creativity. So these are like these ideas that I'm shooting for, but I get to decide how to express those values in my life.
No, that's good. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And what you might find is that you are closer aligned to your values, like what your values are, than you thought. Like you're expressing your values in your choices. They're not the only way to do it, but you choose it.
Do you have tools to apply that you can helps you sort out, is this me, my own voice talking and saying that this feels good or does not feel good, or that I value this, versus is this a voice from outside that has been put in my head for decades? A church voice or a parent voice, mm-hmm. or something like that. Is there a tool for sorting those out, or is that just a lifetime of?
Well, yes and yes. There is a strategy that I like to use. So you write down those beliefs or those thoughts on one column. Okay. The next column. So you're going to do three columns. The middle column, you write down the source. Where did I learn that from? Whose voice? Oh, that's grandma. That's dad. That's my church. That's my Sunday school teacher. That's me. That's really where, you know, like that's become who I am now, or, you know, identify that. And then in the third column, you write down what you want to believe or a healthier belief. And it kind of helps you sort.
So the third column are
like aspirations, right? Like what you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give me a belief that we can just do that with? So that you're not sure if it's yours or someone else's.
Okay. Marriage is between a man and a woman.
Okay. Where did you hear that?
Church.
Okay.
And family.
Church and family.
Friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to believe, or what is a healthier belief?
I don't know if this is where I will land on this issue, but I think for right now, I believe that a marriage between a man and a woman is ideal, but I believe that there is a lot of grace and beauty in relationships that are not just between a man and a woman.
Okay. Yeah. So do you see how that, it just kind of clarifies it? And nothing that you write down is set in stone. You can change those beliefs that you want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I really suggest that you do that and write down the beliefs that you want to challenge and kind of explore more, and where they came from, and then what you would like to believe. Then you can choose. You can choose to believe that marriage should be between a man and a woman. Or you can choose to believe, well, that's ideal, but, you know, there are lots of other beautiful ways to be in a relationship. I'm paraphrasing what you said. I hope I got that okay. So I want to challenge you to do that.
Absolutely. That seems like a really great tool. It seems like it kind of filters out. And the third column seems like it's the more purified version of what is coming from really inside of me and what I want to align myself with. So that seems like a really great tool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
Oh, I think we've probably solved enough problems for today.
Sounds good. So did we cover, I think the questions you posed they're not 20-minute coaching questions, but I feel like we kind of got somewhere. So what are you going to take with you from our time together? Like, what are you going to think about or consider?
No, I appreciate that. I agree. These aren't questions that you can just quickly answer, but I kind of feel like maybe it's like I've been in a kayak and I just got stuck over on the side of the current. And so these questions that you're kind of giving back to me and these tools, I think kind of got me unstuck. So I'm not all the way down the river yet, but I think I'm moving a little more. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I think the of course, the tool that you just gave me about listing the columns and the beliefs and where they're coming from, and then what my version of the belief would be, I think that will be really valuable.
Good.
And also the idea that values are separate from behaviors. I'm going to have to give that one a lot more thought and see how that really applies to see how I want to, you know, be an agent and choose my behaviors to support my value systems.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, it's been so fun to talk with you, Mary. Thanks for bringing the hard stuff today. Like, this is good. And I feel like I asked more questions than offered advice, but hopefully that's been helpful. And at least you got a couple of things you could mull over and take away and consider. So thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Are you enjoying this podcast? Let me offer you more support and the chance to connect with other like-minded women with a Latter-day Saint background. Join my group coaching. You will be seen, heard, and you'll find a welcoming group of women. And you'll get coaching from me around topics that matter most to you. To join my group coaching, go to drjuliehanks.com/membership today and use the code podcast to get your first month free. Come try it out. Let's support each other and grow together. You are not alone. We're waiting for you. Have you ever thought, hey, I want to talk to Dr. Julie Hanks about this question? Well, now's your chance. I want to have you on my podcast. So email hello@drjuliehanks.com with your question and the reason why you want to be on the podcast. And we may just choose you for a free coaching session.